שלום עליכם, סווידיש פרנדס. השיעור הזה נמסר לעילוי נשמת דוד אברהם מנס, בן שמואל יצחק, משניות אולוס, פרק א', משנה ד'. אומרת המשנה הקדושה: אדם וכלים מטמאים במייס. Both a person and kelim and vessels can be defiled through a corpse. So while both people and kelim can be defiled through a corpse, there are chumras that apply to one that don't apply to others. Chumra b'adam v'kelim. V'kelim b'adam. A greater stringency applies to persons than to vessels, and to vessels than to persons. V'achshav ha-mishnah mifaretet. What's the chumra of kelim? Sha'kelim shloisha ve'adam shnayim. Ha'kelim mitamim shloisha. Zot omeret shebimikre shekelim nagu b'met. If you have kelim that touch a mace, and then other kelim touch the first kelim, and then third kelim touch the second kelim, they're all tamei. Ve'adam shnayim. But a person is only two. That's when a person's nogea b'meis, and then this person touches a second person, they're both tamei. However, that second person doesn't have the koach to be metamei a third person. A kli that touches a meis becomes an avi avis hatuma. Ve'ein b'kocho letamei od shnei kelim. V'yesh b'kocho letamei od shnei kelim. So he has the koyach, this kli that touches a mace, can be metamei two other kelim, because he's avi avis, and then this kli touches kli b, and then that kli becomes an av, and then that kli touches another kli, becomes a rishon. So that's three altogether. Whereas a person who touches a mace becomes an avatuma, and he can only be metamei one other person. That person becomes a rishon, v'zeo ze. Chomer be'adam, shekol zman shehu be'emtza. And how is man, a greater stringency applies to persons from people? For whenever they are in the middle of a series, shekol zman shehu be'emtza, whenever they're in the middle of a series of things becoming tamei, there's a kli before him and a kli after him, Hein arba v'she'eno v'emsa hein shlosha. When the people are in the middle of a series, there can be four in the series. Whereas when they are not in the middle of a series, then there can only be three in the series. When three kelim touch each other, the first kli becomes an avi avis, the second kli becomes an av, and the third kli becomes a rishon. And the third kli can't be metame a fourth kli, like we learned in Mishnah Beis. However, when there's a person in the middle, a person touches a kli, the first kli, and then he touches an additional kli, this kli, who is the third from the mace, becomes an avatuma, like the person. And now, this kli could be metame something else. So that's four. Shuv pam, nachazor al ha-mishnah, adam v'kelim metame b'meis. Both Adam and Kelim become Tamei Meis, but Chomer Adam and Kelim, Kelim Adam, you have Chomers on each side. Shakelim Shlosh of Adam Shnayim. If there's a Kli, there are Kelim involved, there are only three. V'ha Adam, when a Kli touches a Meis, they're going to be three. And when an Adam touches a Meis, they're only going to be two. Because the person again who touches the mace becomes an av, and then that and then the person touches something else, a kli or an adam, and that becomes a rishon, a zeoze. Whereas by kelim, the first kli is an avi avos, and the second kli is an av, and then the third kli is a rishon. And what's the chomer ba adam? She calls him Anshu Be'emtza. If he's in the middle of this series, then there can be four. And if he's not Be'emtza, then there are only three. Because when you have three Kalim, the first is Ari Avos, and then Av, and then Risha. But if there's a person in the series, the person, a Kli becomes Avi Avos, touches a person, who's now an Av, and then he touches a Kli, which also becomes an Av. Like the person, Cherev Arei Kachalal, and then this Kli that the person touched, which is number three, so this Kli now touches an Adam or a Kli, that fourth Adam or Kli also becomes Tamei. And I want to see, let's say, in the very meot chashuv, that the name Avi Avos HaTumah never appears, not in the Mishnah, not in the Gemara, not in the Rambam. Where do we find Avi Avos HaTumah? In the Medrash HaGadol and Parshas Chukas, in Rashi and Bamidbar Yotes Chaf Beis, Tosfos Nazir and Gimel Amud Beis, Aruch Erech Tumah and other Rishonim. However, that is not a Mefurisha term in the Mishnah. Femeod, Achshav, V'chesed Hashem Aleinu, Anachnu Mitkadmim, LaMishnah Hei, B'Mesechet Ohalot. Omeret HaMishnah Kedosha, Odom Uvigodim, Mitamin Bizov. People and garments can be defiled by a Zov. Zov, Ze Adam Shenetma, Mechamat Yitziat Zov, Shehu Kemin Rir Lavan, this white stuff that comes out of the person's reproductive organ because of illness. The organ is not hard, there's no Hana, as opposed to Shechva Zera, which is obviously it's hard and there's Hana. And Haroash Te Riyo Shel Zov, when a person sees two consecutive Riyas of Zov, Bein Biyom Echad, Bein Bishnei Yamim Ritzufim, Unasa Av HaTum'ah U'metamei Adam V'keilim. So, Mishnah Omeret Lanu, Adam U'gad Begadim Metamei B'Zav, both Adam and Begadim can become Tamei from a Zav. Aval Chomer Be'Adam Mibi Begadim. An Adam is more chamor, is more stringent than begadim, and uba begadim Adam, and begadim more chamor than Adam. Is a chamor in one, is a chamor in the other. What are they? And achshav haMishnah mefaretet. What's the chamor that's noig baAdam? SheHaAdam hanogea baZav mitamei begadim. A person who touches a zav is mitamei those begadim that he is wearing. Person touches a zav, he becomes a rishon letuma. Uvederech klal, rishon letuma yochel etamei rak oichlim umashkim v'lo adam v'kelim. Aval kol zman she'adam nogea b'zav, hu metamei gam kelim. Fi she'ne'amar v'hanogea b'besar hazav Yechabes begadav, ein hakavana rak abugadim shu lovesh. The din that he's metami sha'ar begadim b'klei shetef, any type of kli that needs that gets tar in the mikvah, lamayik kli cheres, shenogea behem, b'shas, nigiyasoi, bazov. So a person touches a zov. What's his din? His din is that now the begadim that he touches become tamei. So chashuv mod tzayin ma sheomer Rav Yavadi mibartenura metamei begadim kol zman sheloi pirish. When is he metamei begadim? As long as he's touching the zav. says Hanogeb Sarazov Yichavis Begadav Alma Shumatami Begadim B'Shas Magol B'Zav. So that's the person. So he's Metami the Begadim. Vein Begadim Hanogim B'Zav Metamin Begadim. Begadim and other kelim that touch the Zav. Only become a Rishon Letuma, and they don't have the Koach to be Metame. A person who touches the Zav is also Rishon Letuma. But Begadim, Hanogim Bezav, are Rishon Letuma and don't have the Koach to be Metame other Begadim or other Kalim. Because Adam Vekalim, Mekablim Tuma, Rak Me Ova Tuma, and these Begadim are a Rishon Letuma, so they can't be Metame. And even B'shashim Nogim B'zav, the Begadim are not Metame Kalim. Because the Pasuk V'Nogeh B'Besar Zav Yichabis Begadav is relating only to a person who's Nogeh B'Zav, and Memele he's Metame other Kalim. Masha'en Kain Kalim. Mamshicha Mishnah Kedosha V'Omeret. Chomer B'Begadim. What's the Chomer on Begadim? Shabagadim hanosim es hazav. When the begadim are forming a support of a zav, can be metame adam. Shabagadim hanosim es hazav metamim adam. Vein adam. Hanoiseh Zav Metame Adam. Begadim that are carrying a Zav, something which a Zav lays or reclines or sits on, is impure, even if the Zav doesn't touch it. That's called Tumas Medlis, Medlis Hazav. So the Begadim that are Noiseh the Zav, that are carrying the Zav, they become an Av HaTuma. And what do we do with this Av HaTuma? The answer is, they're Metame Adam. So this Av HaTuma, of this Midras HaZav, now has the Koach to be Metame Adam. And a Beged is a Kli that's set aside for laying upon, sitting upon. And therefore, a Beged that's carrying the weight of the Zav becomes an Av HaTuma. And Adam HaKelim that touch it, even when it's not anymore carrying the Zav, become a Rishon Letuma. That's the one who comes to Begadim. Ve'ein Adam Hanoseh HaZav Metame Adam. But a person carrying a Zav is not Metame person. A person, in contrast to Begadim, does not become Midras HaZav, and therefore a person who is carrying a Zav becomes only a Rishon Letuma, and he doesn't have the Koach to be Metame another person, even when he is carrying the Zav. However, the kelim on him are tummy. It says, Vanose osam yichabis begadav. So, the person becomes a rishon. He can't be metame other things, except the kelim that are, when he is nose the zav, he's metame kelim. So again, Lamadu b'Mishnah, Adam u'begadim metamim b'zav. Both Adam and Kalim can become tame. From a zav, chomer b'begadim Adam. You have a chomer on each side. B'begadim from Adam, Adam from b'begadim. Shadam negei b'zav metamim b'begadim. When a person is nogei b'zav, toch kedei that he's nogei b'zav, he is metame b'begadim. Even though normally it doesn't work that way, that a Rishon is Metame, right, or Kalim, but here, yes. So we have a special Pasuk. They Begadim Nogei B'Zav Metame Begadim, but Begadim Nogei B'Zav become Rishon, and they're not Metame, other Begadim. But Chomer Begadim Shogadim Nosim is Hazav, but if they're a Medrash Hazav, they're Nosei Hazav, then they are Metame Adam, they become an Av, and then Metame Adam becomes a Rishon. And I'm Nosei Hazav, Metame Adam, and a person who's Hazav is not Metame Adam. והדברים מאירים ומובנים, אני מקווה מאוד. אז זכינו ברוך השם בסייעתא דשמיא. Lemod Mishnayot Dalet Vehe Be Perek Harishon Shal Masechet Ohalot Ve Berzot Hashem Darkeinu Anachnu Mamshich Namshich Bedarkeinu HaTova Benelmad Be'ezrat Hashem Hemshech HaMishnayot Hashem Rak Yishmor Ve'Yatzil Mikol Tzara Ve'Tzuka ומקום נגו מחלה, תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם, שלום שלום.